In our year-long reporting project called Every 30 Seconds, we are following first-time young Latino voters. They make up a critical voting block because about every 30 seconds, a Latino becomes eligible to vote in the U.S. And their choices in battleground states like here in Arizona can decide the presidency. We caught up with Adela Diaz as Arizona prepares to vote starting today. And from the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Michelle Morisco has this update.
I first met Adela Diaz on an idyllic warm day on the University of Arizona campus. It was February and the first victim of the coronavirus in the U.S. had already died, but nobody knew that yet. Throngs of students walked by meeting for lunch. They played frisbee on the main lawn. Arizona's totemic saguaro cactus were just showing the first signs of a spring bloom.
I remember somebody approached us and tried to get us to sign some kind of petition.
Are you guys registered to vote here in Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Would you be interested in signing my petition to help ban out-of-network surprise medical billing?
Not at this time.
Okay. 9 months later, and all that's changed. 1 million people have died of the virus, and Adela's own life was upturned. Her college years reduced to an apartment, a packed class schedule on Zoom, and a laptop. But recently, she made a rare trip to campus.
Some guy approached me, with a petition, and his mask was on incorrectly. Like, it wasn't covering his nose. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you walk up to me with the audacity with this petition? And I just gave him the dirtiest look, and I was with my roommate.
Arizona is a battleground state. Both President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are fighting for a large number of undecided voters. That's why the two candidates keep coming back to Arizona to campaign. Among Latinos, polls find Biden ahead, sometimes 2-1. He's been running this ad in Arizona.
In the midst of this god-awful pandemic, we've seen even more clearly than ever how much we rely on people with Hispanic roots to keep our country running.
Adela is not undecided, though. She's made up her mind. But it's been a journey. When we first met, she strongly supported Senator Elizabeth Warren. Then she hoped Senator Bernie Sanders would win. Now she's not so much voting for Biden as she is against Trump. At first, she thought the president would tackle the pandemic with full force.
Just assumed America's got it. I was like, we got it. We're not. It's not going to be a problem. There's a virus in China. There's a couple cases here, but you know, Ebola got here. It was fine. I just assumed it was going to be contained, not an issue.
Instead, Adela says Trump worked to divide the country on its fault lines. From race to masks.
That man can't represent me. He doesn't even want to. He would never have me in mind as someone who he's making policies and fighting for. He wouldn't even pretend.
Adela, who's studying public health, has been consistent about what she wants in a president, universal health care. That's also the top issue for her roommate, Alexa Basualdo. She is planning to focus on nuclear medicine. Her recent coursework involves scrutinizing the top virus vaccine candidates. Like Adela, Alexa is also a first-time voter. Her favorite aspect of Biden? Kamala Harris.
He was very particular with his vice president candidate. He was very methodical about it, really wanted to please the voters. And so that tells me that he's listening to us.
Biden also wasn't her first choice, but she wants Trump out. Adela says she's never been clear about that too. She also has another hope that a vaccine will emerge soon and be distributed fairly.
But especially I'm hoping that someone who's in charge of this focuses on low-income areas to distribute it.
Erasing health inequalities. Adela's been consistent about her hope for that during an inconsistent political year. Michelle Marisco, KJZZ News, Tucson.